Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, T-Bone, hit them up on Facebook. Let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. We want to thank God for everything and in all things, your family. You know, we just got over Thanksgiving, and then we went right on in Christmas, and, you know, going into Christmas, and, you know, this is the last month in this year. So make sure, amen, that you're giving your all. You know, some will make resolutions that they won't keep, glory to God, and it's best not to make a vow if you're not going to keep it, glory to God. So that's just a little FYI to think about, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. But we're going to go ahead on, amen, today and do what the Lord called us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what he's gonna do, but I know it's gonna work out for you. So go on and cry. Just let it all out. Cry your last tear. You're gonna be all right. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. You've been searching for an answer, needing a solution, but your life is in his hands. So don't worry, just pray, watch God make a way. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. I don't know what he's gonna do, but I know it's gonna work out for you. So go on and cry, let it all out. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. I know it hurts sometimes, and you ask the question why, but when you don't understand, put it all in his hands. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Cry your last tear, it's gonna be all right. Even though if you have to cry sometimes, it's going to be all right because God got you in the palm of his hand. So don't think, hallelujah, it's strange because you cry at night. Don't think it's strange whenever you lift up the name of Jesus and you start crying, hallelujah, glory to God. Just know, hallelujah, it's still going to be all right. Go ahead and cry your last tear because he's going to fix it, and it ain't going to take him long to do it. You know, he can fix things in a minute. In just 1 second, he can fix it, glory to God. So just go ahead, cry your last tear. Stop the murmuring and complaining and go ahead and cry that tear and get it all out the way. Because the next time, you're going to be joy. You're going to have joy unspeakable and full of glory in the name of Jesus. So stop crying, oh, amen, glory to God. After you shed this tear, don't shed another one. I know it hurts, but it's okay, glory to God. We all get hurt. In this world, I learned that you don't get hurt. And, you know, it's sometimes the people that are close to you are the ones that hurt you. It could be family. It could be people in ministry. It could be just different things, people on your job, whatever. But you get to know that you know that you know that who's in control. Believe him and not them. Glory to God. You know, you get so caught up on them that you forget about him. It's time, hallelujah. Forget about it. Go ahead. This is your last year. You won't cry no more, regardless of what's going on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, get ready, get ready, get ready. I want you to make sure, I'm going to give the announcement right now, hallelujah. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday night. The word is coming so profoundly, hallelujah. You know, you look there, you look here, you look there, you look everywhere. But here's what you need to do. Just come on back to Jesus and come on and follow him and come on and follow the ministry and listen to the word of God. Come on Tuesday night and hear Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse as they bring forth the bread of life. at 6 on Tuesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. You need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, a coach, I want you to inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. Leave them a message and let them know to contact you because you want to be a part of the ministry or you just need some prayer. You need them to help you with some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Inbox them on Facebook and they will get back with you. Amen. And if you move on down, we have on Wednesday, Faith Comes By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday. You don't want to miss it. A singing woman of God, a praying woman of God, a woman of God who would cast out a devil and tell about meeting the streets. I ain't scared of you. And she ain't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get in and hear what the Lord is saying on Wednesday. I just gave you Tuesday, and I gave you Wednesday. Now we move on down. We are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour of Power. My show comes on at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you need, amen, someone, amen, to pray with you, I left it on Facebook. I left a message on Facebook, and I told you to inbox me, and I'll give you, amen, the number. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just inbox me, and I'll give you a number where you can call me, and I will pray with you. Only serious, if you are serious about this, hallelujah, that's what you do. Inbox me, and I will give you a number. Glory to God. You can call me. You can contact me. And I will pray with you, glory to God, because we need to touch the people, amen, now. And make sure, you know, that you're getting what God wants you to have. And make sure that you can, you know, get your needs met, hallelujah. So I encourage you to inbox me and let me know that that's you. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams on Facebook, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Awesome woman of God, singing woman of God, hallelujah. Tell it like it is, woman of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, some say, well, that ain't what that, no. God, there's different meanings in different scriptures, hallelujah. If everybody preaching the same one, hallelujah, and it's the same thing over and over repetitiously, then you ain't getting all that God has in the Bible, in the books of the Bible, glory to God. You know, she preaches it like he gives it to her. And however he give it to her, then that's how she delivers it. So you got to remember, you know, you need to remember to stop saying how, okay, that ain't what they're saying. That's not what they're saying. That's not. No, that's how he give it to her. Oh, glory to God. And she delivers it the way God tells her to deliver it. So that's said and done. That's just like, you know, other preachers, they deliver it the way God give it to them. Glory to God. And some of it, you may say, well, I've never seen it like that. That's why God uses us different. Nobody is the same. He uses everybody different. So I encourage you, whenever I get off the show, to go and listen and hear what the Lord is saying to her in these last days. Hallelujah. But we don't want nobody left behind, so we're trying to get to as many as we can. It is hers, the worldwide ministry. Everybody on this line, amen, preaches and teaches, amen, differently, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So I encourage you to listen. And she is also an author. So I encourage you to, you know, you need Christmas presents. There you go, right there. You can wrap it up, tie it up with Amazon, and you can send it up right on over to their phone. Glory to God. And you'll also get a free Kindle. So I encourage you to go on over there and buy your book, purchase your book. And if you need any more information, she has two pages. She has Minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson. Amen. I mean, she has an author page too. So I encourage you to go on and get what you need because God is using his people. He's using them right now. He didn't wait. He ain't got to wait till next year. He don't have to wait till January. I was just talking to some people I know, and, you know, they say, well, I'm going to do it in January. I said, hold on, wait a minute, man. We haven't left December yet. We still got time. Let it go out with a bang. You don't go way over there over what's going to happen there. We're still here in December, you know? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if we're looking for God to do something, we're looking for God to do great and mighty things right now. Now, he don't have to wait till January to do them. He can do them right now in December. So I encourage you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And say, I'm going to get mine now. He's now faith. Understand what he said. He said, now faith. He didn't say over there in January faith. He said, right now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So let your faith, amen, and your substance hope in this season, in December. Hallelujah. Don't go way out there in January yet. Hold up. He ain't finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, with that. Amen. And make sure, amen, that you partner. He's only asking for $25 or more, and you will receive many, 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 many perks. So I encourage you to partner for $25 or more. You know, I know some will spend more than that. Amen. And in the stores. And look, I'm not against you spending what you spend in the stores. That's up to you. But just make sure, you know, I used to always say, make sure every home is taken care of before you go and spend all your money. Glory to God. Then, well, you know, I don't have this. No, make sure you take care of what you need to take care of. And then you can, amen, glory to God, and spend what you need to spend. Because there was this one place, amen, that I know. I'm not going to call names, not bashing anybody, anything. They used to put a note, amen, on the door. It said, make sure, amen, when the pandemic was going on and they were giving out the checks for the pandemic and stuff, and they would put a note, you know, on their door, in their apartments. They told me, you know, make sure you pay your rent. Hallelujah. When you get this money, the government is passing out. Make sure you pay your rent first. That's what they put in the door of the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sure a lot of them probably took it in, you know, what they did with it. But anyway, just make sure you take care of your home. Then you go and buy whatever you're going to buy. Make sure you take care of Jesus first, you know. Hallelujah. Because so many times you go and you spend your tithes and you spend your offering and you spend all that money. And then you don't have nothing to give him. Lord, I don't have anything. Okay. Then he bring it back to your remembrance of what you did with what you had. And then you get mad. Well, Lord, I had to. No, you don't have to do that. Just be careful. We're going to go ahead on down the road. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line at this time for prayer. If you desire prayer, press the 1. I'll bring you in. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. If you desire prayer, press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Excuse me. You don't have to tell everything, but just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. That's all I ask for, your prayer request. So if you would, just press the 1. If not, we're going to go all ahead on and just do what we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody's pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on and do what we do. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Father, for everything that you've done and all that you're about to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're omnipotent. You're everywhere we need you to be, Lord God. And you're in everything that we need you to be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare on this day that everything, Lord God, and all things will work together for the good, Lord God, of them who love the Lord, whom are called according to your purpose, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, as you surround them with your angels camping around them, Lord God, to make everything all right, as your angels watch over them, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger in this season, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, O God. We give you glory, O God. We pray right now for healing for those that need a healing, God, whether it's in their mind, Lord, or whether it's in their whole body, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We said, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus, and healing take place, God. Whatever it may be, Lord God, we call it out by name, Lord God. We call diabetics, Lord God, out by name. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we call it out by name in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, be healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know you're a healer, God. Migraine headache, be gone in Jesus' name. We decree and we declare you won't have another one. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, the stress that you've been having is causing your headaches. In the name of Jesus. So we cast that stress out. Find you someone to talk to so they can help you with whatever you got going on. And they can help you and talk you through it and pray you through it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Find the right person that don't mind helping you and praying you through whatever you got going on. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for asthma, Lord God. Oh, every asthma patient, we come against it, we bind it up in the name of Jesus and cast it back into the pit. It shall not have room here in the name of Jesus. We ask every passage and long legs to open up in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, every sciatic nerve, I hear you, be healed in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, we call it out. Oh, my God, be healed, healthy and whole. By his stripes, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Heart conditions, be healed right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, we know, Lord God, that you made the heart, so every vessel on the inside, Lord, whether it's a clogged artery or whatever's going on with the heart, you can heal it. So we decree and we declare on this day that it be healed in Jesus' name, we pray. Oh, my God, Lord God, I hear you saying, marriages be healed. Devil, you have no room in the marriages. Get back and behave in the name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Raise up a standard against the enemy. Oh, my God. He shall not penetrate your marriage in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You just continue to do what you're doing. Continue to read the word. Continue to meditate on God's goodness and his grace and his mercy, because it shall endure forever in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't have that marriage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You start decreeing and declaring that your marriage is blessed by the Most High God, and make the enemy get back and behave. Go in your Bible, find your scriptures, and he said, for I am with you, says the Lord, for I shall be with you all the days long, in the name of Jesus. You go ahead and start quoting it around your house. Everything that ain't like God, it's going to have to get back and behave in the name of Jesus. Don't you stop doing what you're doing, because you're living, and you're living right. Hallelujah. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. You just keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Because you know what? It's two things that's going to happen. You're going to either draw them or you're going to drive them. Glory to God. So you keep doing what you're doing. Don't you stop. Keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Stay in that word. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Decree and declare that your whole household is safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. And he will fix it, hallelujah, because you are ashamed to ask for help. I hear you. You're ashamed to ask for help, but to the right people. Understand, everybody is not wrong. There are some that you cannot trust, but you need to ask God, the Lord, who can I trust? Because you need to trust somebody so he can help you. They can help you with this, glory to God. Because he said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, glory to God. I'd rather have the two coming together on my side. Hallelujah. One is good, but the two is much better. Glory to God. So ask him who, Lord, who? He'll lay a person on your heart that you can trust. Glory to God. You don't have to go through all this by yourself. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Because you know what? The enemy comes to kill, steal, and he comes to destroy. And he wants you to go through by yourself. He wants you to say, well, you know what I say to myself? No, don't do that. In this season, God got people lined up that's ready. Everybody, no. Some, yes. Yes. Everybody's not like that. You can't put everybody in the same boat. Yes, I understand. I hear you. I've had one. I heard you. I heard you say I've had one bad experience with this. I heard you. Yes, but that was that experience. Every experience that you get don't have to be a bad experience. Glory to God. There are good experiences too. Glory to God. You know, there used to be this song, hallelujah, that I could do bad by myself. That's what they said. No, you can do good by yourself. So you can have some good experiences with someone else. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just get ready to fight. Hallelujah. Put your fist up and say, I'm going to knock you down, devil. You ain't got no room in here. Glory to God. Now, when you think about it, I was listening as I said that you ain't got no room in here. Hallelujah. You know, I know you can say, well, you can say it if you want to, proper. You don't have any room in here. Nah, come on, break down. If you're in the South, that's what we say. You ain't got no room in here. You remember when you used to go to the football games and the basketball games, and, you know, you'd stand up and you'd cheer for the team. Glory to God. You always say, get your bag, get out that door. Remember, that's what you got to tell the enemy. Glory to God. How is it that we can be bad doing everything else and tell everything else, and then when it comes down to the enemy, if we yield to him? No, we ain't yielding in this season. I'm not talking about January. I'm talking about right now. Glory to God. We got it right now. So we ain't yielding to it. Glory to God. We're going to tell him where to go, and we're going to tell him to go fast. We ain't going to linger with him. We're not going to do it. Glory to God. Don't play with him. Hallelujah. Make it get on out and go now. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get into my message. If you would, go to Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell him to get out now. To go now. Get out. Loose my children. Loose my family. Loose my marriage. Loose my finances. Tell him I hear it. Glory to God. Tell him to loose them right now and let it go. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at the first verse. Now, here's what I say, you know, glory to God. We always talk about, you know, doing things for people. And, you know, I did this and I done that. You know, and I did. Nah, if you did, you got all you need. You need nothing from the Lord because you've already gotten it. Okay, don't be a hypocrite. Oh, glory to God. Don't be a hypocrite. You know, people will say a person who has a high standard of themselves, you know, oh, yes, I can do this. I can do this, and I can do that, and I did this, and I did that. Oh, yes, I know. You know, don't be a hypocrite. And then you want to stand all up and say, okay, this is my prayer. I'm saying God said. Okay, let's move on. Glory to God. Y'all gonna get it on this one. Let's go. Let's ride the train. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Isn't it something how you always want to say, well, you know what, I did that. I did that for them, and I did that, and I did this. You know why you're not being blessed? Because you always got to tell somebody what you've done. You know, he said, what you do, you don't have to tell anybody. You can just hold it, because guess what? God sees what you do. If you did it, and you did it pure in the heart, and it was from the heart, you ain't got to tell nobody. He saw it. As long as God seen it, that's all that matters. He put it on your heart to do it. Then you don't have to tell everybody about it. Just don't do it. So stop telling. If you do, then guess what? You don't need nothing from him. You already got what you were going to get. You gave yourself a pat on the back. Instead of letting him pat you on the back, you gave yourself a pat on the back. Let's move on. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see right there? Oh, you know, sometimes people, they want to pray because, you know, well, you know, I just want them to like me. I want to preach because they like what I'm preaching. I just want to do that. Have you ever been to certain places, you know, I'll just say church. You've been to church, and remember when those deacons used to get down and they used to pray, and then they used to say, oh, Lordy. And when they say that, everybody say, yeah, they'll holler out, amen. Guess what? Then they'll come on back, and they'll say the same thing again. And say, I'll holler out, yeah, but then they'll go down really low, and you can't even understand what they were saying. I mean, y'all know my job, but that was me. I couldn't understand. I'm like, what they saying now? Are they mumbling, or did they forget it, or what? Glory to God, but that was just me now. I'm just saying, because they will go down really low, but that part that gets people, you know, riled up, you know, they'll come back up and say, oh, Lordy, and then they will holler, yeah, the people, yeah, preach it, say it, you know, pray it. But that's all I heard them say after the other. I just couldn't really understand it. They mumbled the rest, I didn't understand it. So I was just wondering, did they forget it or what? That was just me. It's sidebar. Amen. Y'all can laugh later. But when thou doest on, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. See, right here, he said, you ain't got to let nobody know what you're doing. When you do what you do, and you know the Lord going to bless you. Oh, my God. When you do what you do, know God will bless you. Don't worry about it. Stop even thinking about it. Glory to God. You know, a lot of times there are people, amen, and when I go to the store, and if they ain't got enough, you know, whatever, you know, you help them out. Yes. I'm not telling you I'm not telling you boasting, but I'm telling you because that's the right thing to do. I'm saying, I don't go back and tell it, but you know what? They didn't have enough money. And I have, you know, that's not me. That's not my spirit. I don't even care. That's one thing. I don't even worry about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I want to see God's people blessed. I want to see them have more than enough. I want to see them do what it is God is calling them to do. When you want to see God's people blessed, then you, guess what? You be a blessing. Because I remember our pastors were teaching and they were preaching, and what they said, he said, no, we ain't giving this season. We go sow. So, amen. When you sow, you don't expect that back, right? Glory to God. Now, if you just give it, you just give it. Glory to God, and he's expecting you back. But he's saying you sow in this season. So we need to all remember to continue to sow in this season. Because you know what? God is doing great and mighty things, and he's going to do some great and mighty work. But come on, he got to have a people who are willing. You know, just to say, okay, if you go somewhere and you see somebody, well, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's cool. It's good. And then you go around out the door and call, well, hey, you know what? They was in this store. And I had, nah, don't do that. You just got what you needed. Let's move on, verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. You see right there, don't you want God to reward you openly? Don't you want God to give you open wonder because of what you've done? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you want that? Wouldn't you rather have that? Because that comes with a lot. See, and only people can give you just a little. But he could open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, hallelujah, that you won't have room enough to contain. Don't you want that? So don't be a hypocrite when you do something. Let's move verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. You know how some people love to stand and, you know, they'll give these words and they'll go and let me help you out. You go and get other people prayers. Do you not know that people know when you go and you copy other people's prayers? Don't you know they know that? Because they can tell. You know, that's something called a discerning of the spirit realm. And he'll let you know. You know what? They copied that prayer from. He'll tell you where you copied it from. And don't you know, when you start to pray, it don't even sound like you can, where you copied it from, that person is coming out of your mouth instead of it coming from your own prayer closet. Glory to God. Don't you know, people know, those that are walking in the spirit realm, spend time with God, they know where it's coming from. They really do. So think it not strange. So some people will call you out and say, you know what, I heard me in all that prayer that you prayed. And I know you. I heard them in all that prayer that you prayed. Stop copying prayer and pray for yourself. It's called spending time with the Most High God so you can get your own prayers. Hallelujah. You can get in your own prayer closet and let him feed you from on high. Glory to God. What to pray, what to say, how to say it, when to say it. Hallelujah. That's verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Don't you know? Don't you know? I just told you, hallelujah, glory to God. He will. He'll reward you openly. He will give you your heart desires. He'll give you the things that you've been waiting for. He'll give you the things that you've been wanting. He'll make everything all right, that problem you had that you couldn't solve. Just give it over to him, and he will do all that. But get in your prayer closet, glory to God, and pray openly. Don't want somebody to hear you when you're praying, you know. And, you know, people say, well, yeah, I spend time with God. Okay, well, if you spend that much time with him, then guess what? He's going to show you first. When I pray, he shows me. He said, Martha, this is what you need to do. Hallelujah. He's going to show you first to get all that stuff out of there so he can work. He can't work in no unclean place. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in no unclean place. He can't work in there because you got all that gunk and junk. Now is the time, amen, for a spiritual awakening. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. To spend time with God, to know what he's saying and know what he wants you to do. Glory to God. Don't think it's strange because of the things in the fiery dark that you're going through right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's because he's trying to get you in a place. Hallelujah. When you say, Lord, I'm going to serve you, understand. His little imps are coming. They're going to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. They're coming. But know who you belong to. If you belong to him, then you keep on going. Glory to God. And if you need somebody to help you to pray it through, then I encourage you on today to get somebody to help you. Get a prayer partner that will help you pray this stuff through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to step. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know, so, well, you know what, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you, Lord, as humble as I know how. They're using words in the beginning, but then they'll go all the way out there and they'll feel, I'll be like, what did they pray? Glory to God, hallelujah. Just break it down and pray it. The Bible is a whole book of prayer. There are many, many, many things to pray in the Bible. It really is. And if you're reading and studying like you say you are, then you'll know what to pray. And if you are doing what you're supposed to do and spending time with God, then guess what? He's going to give you what to pray. He said, if you open your mouth, I will fill it. So that means, hallelujah, glory to God, you don't have to write down no prayer. You don't have to write down what other people are praying so you can pray it, hallelujah, thinking that you're going to get the same results that they got, hallelujah. Well, you just stole their prayer, glory to God. Let's move on. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. He knows what you need before you ask. But he still wants us to ask. Hallelujah. He still wants us to ask. He already knew it, amen, before you even let it out your mouth. But he still wants us to ask in prayer. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added, right? So you keep seeking him and not the things. Glory to God. You keep seeking him in prayer. You keep seeking him when you spend time. You keep seeking him, glory to God. Pray for your children. You pray for your spouse. You pray for everybody on your job. You pray for them, glory to God. You pray when you get ready to go out the door. You pray when you go in the store. You don't know what's going on. You pray, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can't, sometimes you can't, we understand, you may be running late, but understand, you better say a quick prayer. Glory to God. So don't just go and say nothing. So many times now, people don't think prayer is important, but yes, it is. Yes, it is. Prayer sets the stage for where you go. Prayer sets the stage for who you are. Prayer sets the stage, glory to God, when things try to come upon you. Yes, it does. Let's read this in verse 9. After this manner, before prayer, therefore pray ye. This is how you can pray. I'm talking to the babes on this right here. If you don't know how to pray, this right here will cover it all, glory to God. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thou kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Say it with some substance. Don't say it just like a lightless book. When you pray this prayer, you say it, amen, like you mean it and you believe it. Let's read this next one on 14, verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see right there, when you stand praying, you got to forgive. Hallelujah. Before you even start, it's this. Let me give you this FYI. I'm not going to charge y'all for this one, okay? Say, Lord, if there's anything in me, and if there's any unforgiveness in me, Lord God, I want you to show me. Before you start praying, it's good to release yourself. Or if you think that there's someone that you have not forgiven, glory to God, then what you need to do is, glory to God, say, Lord, I forgive them. Help me, Lord God, if I have not forgiven them. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Because, you know, people can come and look, they're going to come and make you mad. I mean, till the day you're gone, it's the truth in the pudding. It don't matter. I had to learn that part alone in ministry because they are. The devil, like I said, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he wants to come. If you're in ministry, he wants to kill your ministry. Hallelujah. And if you are doing things that God has told you to do, hallelujah, you may not know, amen, you're calling yet, but then you're headed towards it. Guess what? He's going to do all he can to send somebody to tell you that is not what God's telling you to do. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't let him steal it. You just make sure that you forgive when you pray, when you stand praying, forgive. Glory to God. Don't hold nothing against nobody. It don't matter what they did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn to forgive when you stand praying because then God can minister to you and he can feed you and tell you what he wants to tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's what you got to do. Moreover, when we fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad continuance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, when you fast, don't look sick. Don't look like, oh, I got to fast. Oh, the pastor's in, I'm calling the fast. But, oh, my God, yes. And then you go out telling everybody. You don't have to tell nobody what you do. You really don't. I think sometimes we give people too much. We give them too much ammunition. Glory to God. And then for them to go, like I said, you know, if someone's sick in their body, you know, I know you to call on the elders of the church and then let them pray and people pray and you pray for people. Yes, I understand that. But if you're going over here and you know, sister, Sister Sarah, amen. I don't even know who that is for real. But let's just say you tell Sister Sarah, you know, good way. Sister Sarah don't care nothing about nobody. But you say, okay, you know what? I'm sick, and, you know, I just need everybody to pray for me. Then she going to go and tell somebody else and tell somebody else. Before you know it, you'll fight a long line of demons. And it ain't in the natural. You're fighting in the spiritual realm, trying to keep your faith up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's best that you be careful who you tell. Hallelujah. If you know that they're going to spread it, then I tell you, don't tell. That's just the way it is. Glory to God. You got to trust somebody, I know, but trust the right somebody. Make sure that you're doing whatever you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Because when they get it, they're going to take it. They're going to travel here, there, and everywhere. It's going to go all the way around the world and back again. And guess what? When it goes that way, amen, it's going to go. When it go down south, it's going to come back north, and they're going to be done added all they can to it. So just be careful. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You see, he keeps talking about it in the Bible here, you know, about not, you know, he's going to reward you openly. So you don't have to tell anybody. Yes, you got leaders. You need to talk to them. You know that they'll hold it right there, and you want to tell them what you're praying for and what you believe in God to do through the fast. Yes, leaders that you can trust, you know it. Yes. And you got a prayer group that you can trust, yes. But just be careful about telling, you know, those, don't cast your pearls before swine, glory to God. Because they don't care one way or the other what you're praying for. They don't care one way or the other. And well, you're always praying and you're always believing God and you're always fasting. Well, you know what? That ain't going to happen. And before they know it, then guess what? That negative demon, you're going to have to fight it while you're praying, glory to God. And he's going to always bring it up. Said, okay, you remember what they said. You're going to have to cast that one out. Hallelujah. Then you got to cast the next one out. Because there's what? That one done told somebody else. And then that one coming. That one. Then before you know it, you got a whole slew full of demons you got to fight in the spirit realm. Glory to God. You can say, Lord, I don't know what's wrong, Lord. But, Lord, I can't get it to move because all those people you done told. Now, they telling this one. They telling that one. And do you know when people get in conversations? If they ain't got nothing else to talk about, they'll talk about what you said. They'll talk about what you said, what you believe in. Amen. And they're disbelieving. I don't think that's going to happen. I was just talking to someone, and, you know, I was telling them, you know, it's a long time ago how I said something was going to happen. And this person told me, said, well, you know what? I don't think that's going to happen, you know, because, you know, there's nobody that's going to do that. That's not going to happen. And before you know it, it wasn't long. I mean, I was coming, going down the highway, amen, and before you know it, before long, that thing happened, amen. I'm like this, you know, yes, I am Prophetess Marvel, amen, glory to God, because to God be the glory, hallelujah. I don't pat myself on the back, hallelujah. To God be the glory of all this, I know it, because if it had been me, I'd still be in there sitting on that couch reading my word and just stand right in there to myself, glory to God. But when he calls you, amen, he calls you with a holy call, you got to come and you got to come right. Hallelujah. But he did, and this thing happened, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you got to remember. My God, hallelujah, my God. Yes, he'll reward you openly. Like I said, he got an open window. He can reward you with everything. You don't worry about that. He'll give it to you. He'll give you all this. You don't have to try to make a name for yourself. When it's time for you to come up, you come out. You know, so many times people say, well, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah, you do all you need to do in the ministry, yes. But, you know, seek God first and see if he wants you to do it. If he says no, because I remember I asked him, I said, Lord, you want me to do it? He said, no. He said, anytime. I said, okay, I'll leave it alone. Because if I do it in my own time, and then I know it wasn't going to be blessed like it should have been. And that's what I do. I pray. And I ask him. I said, Lord, now do you want me to do this? Can I do this? And he said, no. You want me to leave? No. Say, well, yes. Lord, you want me to go in? No. Say, well, yes. Lord, can I? No. I said, okay, you leave it alone. But if he says yes, it's okay. Or sometimes if he don't say nothing, then I know it's okay. Glory to God. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. See, you got to lay up your treasures in heaven. You can't lay them up down here on this earth. You know, ain't nothing wrong with having nice stuff. There's nothing wrong with having nice stuff, nice houses. Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. But don't make that house your God. Make sure you're still praying. Make sure you're still on the battlefield for the Lord. Because sometimes whenever he gives you everything that you want, everything you ask for, glory to God, and then all of a sudden you forget about who gave it to you. Hallelujah. So that's why you got to make sure that you stay close to him. Don't worry about the stuff here, but you store up your treasures in heaven because you want to make sure that people are being saved and they're brought out of darkness. They're walking in his marvelous light. God, I haven't forgot you, Lord God, just because you gave me this, and I haven't forgot you because you gave me a new car, and I don't think this car is more than you, Lord. I don't, Lord. I don't think this house is more than you, Lord. I don't. But you know what? The proof will be in the pudding. Time something happening, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. They just don't like me because they don't like my new car. Oh, my God, get a grip. Come on. So that means you're making your car go. You're making your car go. Hallelujah. But that's not why. People can care less about stuff like that. Sure, you keep it up. You wash it. You keep it clean. You might one day want God to give you another one. Yes, and you do all those things to maintain it. But you don't make it your God. Don't make your children God. Glory to God. Don't do that. Hallelujah. By God. Don't store your treasures up here on this earth, but store them up in heaven. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord God? How do you want me to do it, Lord? All I want to do is please you, Lord. You know, when you get out of the mentality of trying to have so much in the natural, he'll pour out stuff that you don't even know you're going to get in the spiritual realm. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. You know, I always say he told me the spiritual first and then the natural stuff. Hallelujah. Well, he had to walk me through. And I was just talking to one of my siblings about that. And they were saying, you know, you know what? She has been with me, amen. I have others, yeah, that have been walking with me through this walk, and they know the stuff that I went through, and they know it wasn't pretty at all. Glory to God. And when God makes you, it ain't cheap. Hallelujah. Now, if y'all been cute while God was making, I don't know what to say, but I know it wasn't cute. Glory to God. And I was telling him this, that, and they said, no, ain't no way in the world I could have went through that. And that's what he does. He gives the strongest battle, glory to God, to the strong soldiers. But you got to rely on him. Don't think that you're more than you are. By talking down on other people, you know, you may see people are different. And we have to learn that people are different. People pray different. People bring the ministry forth different. That's just the way it is. And that's what you do. If you don't like it, just go on. You don't have to say nothing about it. It's time to stop bashing, you know, the churches and just go on and do what you do. You know, they're saying people need to know. People may need to know, glory to God, but it's not our job to bash anybody. Glory to God, it's not. And we're not the judge. It's his job. It's his job. Let him do it. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. So that's what you got to remember. Don't do it, glory to God. Glory to God. For where your treasures is, that's where your heart be also. See, if your treasures are here on earth, then that's where your heart is. If your treasures are stored up in heaven, then that's where your heart is. Where's your heart today? Search your heart and see if it ain't so. See if your heart's with the Lord thy God. Or see if you got treasures here on the earth that you, amen, desire more than God. You know, some do desire earthly stuff more than they desire God. Glory to God. And then they wonder why God takes you to that place. But you don't know the story. Amen. You just see the glory, good God Almighty, because the story ain't cute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you couldn't have bread on your table, hallelujah. When you had to go to somebody else's house and they'll cook a meal and didn't know that they were feeding you and your children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you didn't ever tell it. Glory to God. You just went on down the line with it. When they will call you and tell you, well, y'all come and eat with me. Glory to God. And you didn't have food to feed them. You didn't have food to feed your children and feed yourself. And you would go and you'll let them feed the children and you still wouldn't eat nothing but some cereal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, everybody can see the goodness of God working, but then they don't know the story of where you came from and how you had to pray. You remember when them old people used to sing of how I got over? Glory to God. That's how they got over. Glory to God. They continue to pray and sit and spend time with God. They didn't have all this animosity, a lot of them now, against each other. They shared their groceries. They shared their food. They shared their clothes without having to tell anybody. Glory to God. If someone got burnt out and they knew it and they was in the community, glory to God, they were sending chairs over. I remember this guy was telling me, he was saying, glory to God, that his mom would take a chair over, amen, to tip some chairs over to somebody else or some food or whatever. And then he said, well, mama, what you taking that over there for? She said, shut up. Don't you know them our neighbors? The Bible said, love thy neighbors as thou love thy church. Come on now, and you love thyself. Come on now. You got to help out. Hallelujah. And that's what he did. And he said his mama hit him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He made me laugh when he said he never did say it again. So you see what I'm saying? You see the glory of God being produced, amen, in this season, but you don't know the story, hallelujah. So many can sing, hallelujah, glory to God. But if the anointing is on your song, glory to God. We had someone to sing, amen, the other night. I got to tell it. I ain't going to call no name, glory to God. But let me tell you, that was a song that I have not heard. I don't know when. But it was right on the cue, glory to God. It was just what we needed, hallelujah. I'm not bashing the new song. Yes, the new songs are fine, glory to God. But when you step back a little bit, glory to God, and sing something, if you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Good God Almighty. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You see the story. You see the glory, but you don't know the story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you stand praying, just make sure that your heart is clear. Don't have anything against anybody. Make sure, say, Lord, check my heart, Lord. When you say created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit, Lord, let me have a right spirit. Because I'm telling you, amen. When you say that, somebody going to come and try to make you mad. Somebody going to come and try to make you upset. Somebody going to come and try to get you off track. Somebody going to come for you to, whenever you leave, wherever you got to go, leave work or wherever, amen, leave your job and you got to come home for that thing to stay on your mind. It's going to happen. I'm just going to tell you like it is. But guess what? You said, I'm leaving everything outside this door and that's it. That's it. That's all. That's what you got to do. You got to remember. Don't tell everybody what you do. That's what you do. Don't get caught up in that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. Don't be a hypocrite. Serve God. And don't be a hypocrite for people to see you. Don't be a hypocrite in telling everybody what you've done, how you did it, and who you did it for. Don't be a hypocrite. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before I go ahead and close out, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. Amen. If you have, amen, a testimony, hallelujah, and you want to give it, press the one, and I'll bring you in, glory to God, and let you give your testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will bring you in and let you give your testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm opening up my line now for a testimony. If you have testimonies, amen, go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in. Or if you just want prayer, go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. Like I said, you don't have to tell all your business. Don't put it all out there. Glory to God. Because it is worldwide, and there are others listening. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't see anybody press the one, so amen. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and do what we do. Let it do what it does. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, I don't like to leave the line without giving the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. You know, you make a very good decision when you give your life to Christ. Glory to God. Because only he can help you. Amen. Men, they'll help you for a little bit, but he can help you for a lifetime. So you want to go ahead and give your life to Christ, I want you to pray the prayer of salvation with me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be. Lord, I repent of all my sins and everything that I've done that wasn't like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give my life to you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. And if that was you, if you would, go on Facebook, and I want you to inbox me on either page, amen, and let me know that that was you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing that you gave your life to Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you're giving up that old life. Hallelujah. And you're grabbing hold of this new life that Jesus wants to give you. Ah, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I don't want you to forget, amen, the show's coming up on Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor, the show coming up on on Wednesday, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show that's coming up on Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams, glory to God. 30-minute break, Minister Elaine Jackson, hallelujah. And I encourage you now, you know, I always say it, it's coming up to the first of the year, so get the seed, get it ready. Glory to God, get it ready, get it ready. If we want God to do big things, then guess what? We have to do big things for him. We think it's strange, you know, well, Lord, I can just owe you $1.50, you know, it's good. No, you got to do more. You want more, do more. That's the thing about it. Glory to God. So I encourage you to get it ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Don't forget to tune back in on this Sunday. Amen. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back next Sunday. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.